Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for
Amen. As I start this morning and I listen to that song, I have another verse that I'd like to share before I begin today. Dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So I said that this morning because I really want to have my message be received. And I want it to be received in all sincerity as I share with you A to Z essential oils for cancer care. I don't take lightly the topic because it's very personal to me. And as I hear the song, My Purpose, that is why I'm doing this show. Because my purpose, having come through three cancer diagnoses, is to serve him. And it wasn't just for me that I went through this journey, but so that I could be a witness for someone else who may be experiencing cancer or some other calamity as they perceive in their lives. And so today, I continue the alphabet. I've done A, B, C, and D, and today I'm focusing on E, eating problems. Once again, as always, my disclaimer is that I am not a physician, and what I share is for informational purposes only, and I'm sharing based on my personal experience, and I do not intend to give diagnosis or make suggestions that what I do will be the answer for you. All things that I have chosen to do during my cancer treatments, I have done with the support of my physicians. They are in my corner. And so A to Z, essential oils for cancer care, deals with the emotional and physical effects of having and being treated for a cancer diagnosis. And so today, as I talk about eating problems, there are so many challenges that cancer patients experience ongoing throughout treatment, from the moment of the diagnosis leading up to and after, even years after those treatments, there are effects on the body. And so the eating problem effects are varied. And side effects from cancer treatments can lead to eating issues, eating problems. And that's because cancer treatments, while they are designed to kill cancer cells, but these treatments can also damage healthy cells. And damage to healthy cells can cause side effects that lead to eating problems and other situations. So there are some common eating problems that can occur during cancer treatment: appetite loss, changes in sensation or taste of smell. We talked last week about diarrhea, and we talked the week before that about constipation. But dry mouth, lactose intolerance, nauseousness, sore mouth, sore throat, and trouble swallowing, and vomiting, weight gain, and weight loss. And sometimes those challenges or the health situations that a cancer patient might encounter, such as appetite loss or nauseousness, may just be because they're stressed about cancer and the treatment and the diagnosis itself. Once someone knows what to expect, sometimes they can feel better, but that does not diminish the effects that occur as a result of the diagnosis. Everyone is different, and there is no way to know if you'll have eating problems, and if so, how bad they will be. A person may have a few problems or none at all, and that can depend on the type of cancer that they have, where it is in the body, what kind of treatment they have, how long the treatment lasts, and the doses of treatments that they received. During treatment, there are lots of helpful medicines that the doctors will give you to manage eating problems, and so I do encourage you with your doctor, nurse, or dietitian to talk with the challenges that you're having while you're undergoing cancer treatment. What I'm going to talk about specifically is what I experienced, and I'm going to talk about what that meant for me and my life. So one of my first experiences was mouth sores. You know, as I was going through the treatments, I would get sores in my mouth that made it difficult to eat. So it wasn't even about whether I wanted to eat or not. Sometimes I just could not stand the feel of anything inside my mouth. It was like the inside of my mouth was raw. And now my appetite might have been good, and I don't specifically remember not wanting to eat, but definitely there were changes in my taste for food. There were things that I loved to eat but no longer gave me pleasure because the flavor was gone. The taste was no longer there, and that became a challenge. Compound that with the fact that when I would put those things in my mouth that I did like, it could hurt my mouth. It could make my mouth irritated and make it sore because of the mouth sores. And so that was a challenge. Gargling, you know, sometimes could help a little bit, but it was medication that the doctors gave that I had to use at that time to help me get through the problems that I was having with the mouth sores. When someone has an appetite loss, however, it has sometimes to do with them not wanting to eat and sometimes just not feeling like eating very much. And that's a common problem that occurs with cancer and its treatment because, you know, when you are undergoing something, your mind can be stressed and you don't feel like doing the things that you normally do. And so it could be the cancer itself, it could be fatigue, pain, it could be the medicines. As I said, the stress, fear, depression, anxiety, all of those things can play into someone having an appetite loss. So the appetite loss, when I talked last week, I talked about constipation week before last, and then I talked about diarrhea. But for some patients, they experience dry mouth. And dry mouth occurs when you have less saliva than you used to have. And when you have less saliva, it's hard to talk, hard to chew, hard to swallow food, and it can change the way food tastes. That may be the result of chemotherapy and radiation therapy to areas of the head or the neck, and it can damage the glands that make saliva. I remember during my first diagnosis, with cancer, I underwent radiation treatment, and they constructed a shield to go over top of my head, and that was to protect my bile glands. It covered my entire head, my face. It was almost, if you can imagine, someone who plays, who does archery or fencing, really. It looks just like the fencing mask that goes on the face. It's got the holes in it for me to see, but it covered my entire face all the way down to my neck. And I would then go into whatever the machine was for the radiation treatments, and I would stay there. And I still have that here in my home as a reminder for myself of what I went through. Often people experience lactose intolerance, which means that they can't digest or absorb a milk sugar called lactose. And it's in milk products like cheese and ice cream and pudding. And some of the symptoms that occur with lactose intolerance can be mild or severe, and it can be gas or cramps or diarrhea, and it can last for days, weeks, or even months after the treatment ends. And sometimes it becomes a lifelong challenge for someone to have lactose intolerance. Nauseousness. I remember one of the things that I experienced quite frequently was the feeling of nauseousness. And yes, there were times that I was vomiting, but the nauseousness, the queasy feeling was with me often, and it made me feel like I was going to be sick to my stomach. And sometimes I was, and sometimes I may not have been sick or threw up, but that kept me from getting in the food and the nutrients that I needed. And not everyone, again, gets nauseousness, but those who do, it can last for a little bit of time or it can last longer. One of the things that they would give me was dry toast and, you know, things like that that may help. And I remember just thinking that I really, at that point, when you feel nauseous, you don't want to eat. You don't want to do anything because you just want to be still. You want to not have to think about it, and you feel like if you eat or do anything, it's just going to disrupt your stomach. And as I said before, that sore mouth or just that mouth issues that I would have, the sores in my mouth, and that came as a result, particularly for the radiation therapy to the head and neck that I experienced and the chemotherapy. So what do you do when you're experiencing these things? So many options that the doctors have. What I like to think about are some of the things that we can do naturally to prepare ourselves, because there are some things that you can do to support yourself, to support your healing, and to support your body in being able to tolerate the treatment and to overcome some of the situations that you may experience. And as the show is named A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care, then you know I'm going to talk to you about some of the oils. And once again, my disclaimer is this is not suggesting or telling you to choose oils. These are things that I now know and that I am aware of and that I do currently, even after my cancer treatments, that I do to support my body. I will say one other thing that happened during my cancer treatment that continues today is food allergies. Now, prior to my treatment, I loved peanut butter and jelly. I could make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until it oozed out of the sandwich. In fact, my children were sometimes disgusted by the fact that my sandwich would be so thick that when they bit into it, the jelly would just run out the side and the peanut butter would just mush in your mouth. But that's how I like my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So it was a shock to me after my second cancer diagnosis and having had my stem cell transplant that I could no longer eat peanuts or peanut butter. I was very upset about that because, you know, that's one of my go-tos, peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter on Ritz crackers or jelly on Ritz crackers or peanut butter by itself out of the jar on a spoon, you know, for that afternoon snack. Now I've tried almond butter, and it's okay. I can do almonds, but nothing tastes like what peanut butter tastes like to me. And even to this day, I still cannot eat peanut butter. I don't like the smell of it. I don't want to be around it. I don't know if I'm still sensitive to it. And I've said that one of the things I might do one day is to get some Benadryl, which is what they would always give me for my chemo treatments to help protect me from any reactions. I would have to take Benadryl. And so I realized that, okay, maybe I'll take Benadryl to balance out that reaction or that allergic reaction. And maybe one day I'll sit down with that jar of peanut butter with a spoon and that Benadryl just in case that I have a reaction. But I haven't gained the courage yet to do that. So that's on my wish list. So what is it that I use in terms of essential oils for issues related to eating? Ginger is the first go-to oil that I want to talk about. And ginger is widely used for a lot of challenges related to the stomach. It has been proven effective for a lot of nutritional support, and it tends to be very warm and stimulating to the cardiovascular system. I like ginger tea, you know, and I can even sometimes get some fresh ginger and just shave it, you know, grate it up a little bit, and just stir it in with a little bit of honey and some water and make a delicious ginger tea. And that can settle the stomach. It helps with nauseousness, motion sickness, morning sickness, and it can help stimulate the digestive tract, easing a lot of complaints. Ginger is delicious, especially for that upset stomach. Also, ginger has other benefits for the emotions. Ginger supports willpower, being encouraged, uniqueness, motivated, and stability. And it works on the key body systems, the digestive, immune, respiratory, circulatory, and the muscular system. I like ginger in my food. I like adding it to my food for seasoning. And so ginger is something that you may want to have on hand if you're undergoing cancer treatments. Now, you might not feel like drinking it, so you can put a little bit of ginger on the bottom of your feet, because the points on the bottom of your feet, the reflexology points, the largest pores in your body are there. And so what you put on the bottom of your feet will also help your body. And so having ginger is great for that. And sometimes I might just take a little bit of ginger or just a drop and massage my stomach, because that will help me as well. So ginger for nauseousness and ginger to help with issues and challenges related to the stomach. Now, my second oil, which is one that I use pretty much every day right now, and that's tea tree oil. And tea tree oil would be an oil that would work really well for those mouth sores, maybe just gargling with some tea tree and water, maybe just a few drops of tea tree and some water to swish and swallow or swish and spit out. Now, I said I use tea tree every day, and I do, because I know that tea tree is called a medicine chest in a bottle. And it's been proven to be a powerful immune stimulant and effective in defending against all three infection types, bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I love to take tea tree oil and put it on my toothbrush and brush my teeth with it. I take a little bit and put it on my finger and rub it down my floss and floss my teeth in my gums with my tea tree. Anytime I start to get a sore throat, I like to put tea tree around my ears, coming down my throat to help release any inflammation. Tea tree, in my estimation, is that oil that if I have a pus type of infection, it's going to get rid of it. In fact, this morning I felt a little pimple on the tip of my nose, and what I do, I grab some tea tree and put it on there, and that pimple is now gone. So tea tree oil is very good. It is antimicrobial, which means it kills or suppresses the growth of microbes. It reduces nasal mucus production as a decongestion, and it can help stimulate the immune system as an immunostimulant. It is a it kills parasites. I can't get the words out of my mouth this morning. But it kills parasites as well. And so I love the fact that tea tree is something that I can use every single day, and it can help me with respiratory problems for adults and for children. And for those mouth sores, that's what I would suggest for that. Now, I often share with you that spices, you know, when we think about the oils and you think, oh, well, essential oils, sometimes that sounds like a seasoning I put in my food. Well, it's the plant. Oils are coming from the plants, from different parts of the plant. Some oils may come from the leaves. Some may come from the resin. Some may come from the stems, but oils will come from the plant. And so they have the beneficial properties that can help the body. And so the way that we can absorb oils, in addition to the things that I'm sharing with you right now, is just by smelling the oils. And smelling the oils is one of the first things that you may notice, because oils will go into the olfactory glands and it can help you. When essential oils enter your body through your nose or your skin or internally, we talk about particularly the nose and the skin. I don't talk a lot about internal use because I don't know what oils people may have or may not have. But it's really good that you can have oils around you, because it can help cleanse and create oxygen in the environment as well. One of the other things that I learned during my cancer treatments and post-cancer treatments is the importance of oxygen, of breathing. Now, you think, well, we breathe all the time, but how often do you stop and be still and you just take a deep breath? So for right now, just do that. Slow down and breathe in. And out. And when you do that, you feel your body relax. And when you do that and you have oils with you, it can help relax your body, relax your mind. And it can also have benefits for you in other ways within your body. So smelling the oils, putting the oils on the bottom of your feet are two of the ways that I really encourage you to use your oils. Now, another thing that I really found out when I was going through my third cancer diagnosis was sugar is not good for you. Now, I'm not saying that you should never have sugar, but there is an increase of sugar intake in our population, you know, high fructose corn syrups, and the body cannot break all of this down. And so cancer cells, as I've been told and as I now understand, can thrive on sugar. And so we want to minimize the amount of sugar that we're taking into our body. And so by using seasonings to flavor our food, that's another way to enhance the taste of foods. And so one of the oils that's also a seasoning that I'm going to share with you is about turmeric. And turmeric is a strong antioxidant. It can protect the body from free radical damage, which means what can go through the body and damage the cells. It can help increase the production of cortisone for the adrenal glands. And every part of your body has a benefit, has a function. And so you want to make sure that you aren't just thinking, oh, well, you know, those glands, they're just there. But God made us purposely. He put us together with all the things necessary for our wellness and to support us. And so we want to take care of this body temple that we have. You can't send it back and say, this one isn't working, I need a new one. You were born with it. They can create artificial limbs and they can do other things, but you want to love and take care of the body that you have. So I love turmeric in a tea. Also, I can rub it on my abdomen for digestive disorders. It is good for emotional balancing. It is also very good for calming you down, and it's good to help protect the cells from damage. So turmeric is a spice, and if you go to the store, you can find it as a spice. But as an essential oil, it's also very good, and it helps with the emotions, distinction, competence, dignity, and merit. And it works on the key body systems, the immune, nervous system, circulatory, digestive, muscular, and the skeletal system. And so I always give you an oil that is a specific blend. And as I share these, I always share with you that the oils that I'm referencing are from Youngevity International, for which I am a distributor. And that's how I really became aware of some of the natural things that I could do. I began the regimen of 90 for Life with Dr. Joel Wallach during my second cancer, actually during my, my second cancer diagnosis. And it was really beneficial for me to understand how to give my body what it needed, how to make sure that I had minerals and enzymes and all the nutrients that my body needed. And using the oils helped support that. And so one of our blends and one of my favorites is called Sweet Soothe. And it is used to support the challenges that have to do with sugar cravings, that have to do with digestion-related disorders. And it is very good. It has a blend of several other oils, anise, cinnamon block, bark, coriander, dill seed, dill weed, and fennel. And I really want to kind of stress on those dills because have you ever been to a restaurant and they give you a dill pickle? There's a reason, because dill aids in digestion. So when you get that dill pickle, my favorite place to get those when I get my lunch sometimes is Jason's Deli in Richmond, Virginia, and they always have that pickle in there, and I like that. So enjoy that pickle, but also think about what are the things that you can do as a cancer patient, survivor, victor, because I am truly a victor over cancer, and these are the things that I like to do. And why do I do these things? Because I honor my body. I recognize that my body is a temple. And as I think about my body and I think about what God has done in my life, that he bore my suffering, that he took up the pain for me, that I am here. I am here. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. the punishment that brought us, and by his wounds, we are healed. And I'm so grateful to God today that I'm here and I'm able to share this message with you. So be blessed and return again in 2 weeks when I talk about the letter F, and we're going to talk about fatigue. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for joining me today on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network. Let me start by saying just how excited I am to be able to share with you. It's long been a prayer of mine to be able to expand my territory in helping to spread the knowledge of the living spirit. This has been something that has been on my heart, and it's something that is very close to my heart, and that's prayer itself. So let's discuss prayer. What exactly is prayer? And just how important is it? And how can you be sure if you're even doing it right? Well, most of us as children were taught the Lord's Prayer. And this was the prayer taught by Jesus in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And if it was important enough for Christ to lay down guidelines, then a conversation with God must be very important indeed. When I was a child, I very much enjoyed changing things around to make them more clear and more personal to me. So when I was alone, I would have fun doing that with songs and even with the Lord's Prayer itself. Like I would change the word our in Our Father to my. But did you ever think about the words of the Lord's Prayer and what you were actually saying? Let's recite it as it is written before we go into the etymology of the words and what we're supposed to be thinking about. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And let's start with the word Father. If you were blessed enough to have an earthly father, and he was even a fraction of what the dictionary says a father should be, then you already know how important this study of this particular prayer is to us grasping just a very small part of how much God loves us. The dictionary says a father is a male in relation to his natural children. It also says that he is a devout elder, known to care for and protect and nurture and defend an offspring, the originator, a cherished ancestor. Now that's just the definition of a flesh and blood human man. Now let's not forget that the Lord's Prayer is talking about the sovereign creator of all, the source, the Alpha and Omega, and he loves each of his creations so much that he would and did go through great lengths just to see that we are cared for, protected, and have every chance to stay in relationship and covenant with him, even down to sending his only begotten son to die in our place. When I think of this, I can hardly get past those first two words. And remember, I changed it to my father. Just to think, my father, my father. But that only is the beginning. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven is within each of us. So let's get real excited right here, because we were created and God placed in us his Ruha, his own spirit within us. So we can honestly say that we carry around the very Spirit of God, and it is holy. By whatever name you choose to the acknowledgement of your Creator, you are the extension of God on this earthly plane. So we're the ones to usher in the peace of the kingdom here by doing his will here, right here. Causes a shift in thinking and in bringing about a change, because as above, so below. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, bread doesn't just mean food. After all, Jesus himself said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So in this case, it means give us the knowledge and discernment to be able to recognize your voice when you speak to our hearts, so as to be able to repent and ask for forgiveness. At those times when our humanity overcomes us, then knowing that we're forgiven, we have to be able to extend in kind that forgiveness to someone who has offended us, or we thought has offended us, because after all, it's only in perception anyway. Lead us away from the temptations of this life and deliver us from whatever evil snare that may be trying to separate us from the purpose you have for our lives. This kingdom of believers, that's us. This kingdom of believers that God has given the power to will bring about the glory and honor that is His alone. Jesus taught this way of communicating with the Father so that the disciples would actually be able to quickly acknowledge that they were first surrounded by a unified field of awareness, in which as soon as they realize that they're in constant connection with God, our very consciousness would change from one of defeat to the awareness that this power of the Creator flows through us. We are surrounded by it, and we move in it, and we breathe in it, and we have our very existence because of it. In short, I and my Father are one. And from that elevated thought pattern, we can claim and affirm the highest and best in whatever situation there is. God's nature is to impart, and ours is to receive. But believe me, you cannot receive if you are operating from a low vibration, meaning if you don't realize what you mean to God and just how important you are to Him. This is why, you see, some people seem to manifest so quickly while others seem to struggle so hard. Now, we all know that God is no respecter of person. Each of us will receive just as much as we desire. Now, the problem is, do you think you're deserving of it? Do you think that you're worthless? Now, do you think for one minute that you could possibly be worthless to the Father and He still guides, leads, and protects you? He even protects you from yourself. Faith in the Father's love has the power to oppose, to neutralize, and obliterate all negative thoughts. That is why it is so important to know what we are saying to God and what He says to and about us. It stands to reason that if thought, faith, prayer, and hope are connected, then we are definitely to think of it as a truth. And if they are definitely truth, then they must be specific in order to accomplish their desire. Prayer must be specific. And I know we were all taught God knows your heart, and yes, He does. But Jesus Himself taught how to pray in the affirmative. He always prayed in the affirmative. And there is something to be said for affirmative prayer. And actually, there are actually steps. And if you think about these steps, then you know that the Lord's Prayer followed these steps. And the first step of an affirmative prayer is recognition. And that simply means that you know God is. And you acknowledge that the divine force, the divine mind, the divine law, whatever you want to call it, is flowing in, around, and through you, all things. It's omnipresent and the source of all that is. And when you think about that, you know that you and your Father are one. So after you recognize this, step two would be unification. And that step is, I am. Acknowledge that everything is interconnected and interdependent. Separation is an illusion. It's all an illusion. We are one with everything that exists. One in this oneness. We are one with God. And the third step would be realization. And that's just, if you place your desire good into the divine law, into the mind of God, into the very face of God, and you tell your Lord, this is what I desire. You just realize that the divine force is flowing through everything, including each of us, all of the time. So therefore, I accept that I am one with whatever good I am asking for. And knowing that, I know it'll all manifest in my life for the highest and good for me. Now that means that when you realize that, you can't say, but I want it this way, and I want it this color, and I want it on this date. No, it's aligning your mind with the divine mind and letting the will of God flow through you. And the quicker you learn that, the quicker it will manifest. Now, God doesn't say no. Sometimes he just says, not right now. And that's for your highest and best, too. I know we can't see it sometimes, but it is. Step four is thanksgiving. And that's the grateful acceptance. That's very important to feel gratitude. This is considered one of the most important steps because the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving is most essential. You feel this thanksgiving deeply, and you feel the beauty of the fact that what you are asking for will manifest. Know this to be true and express this knowledge through gratitude, through joy, through peace, through praising and knowing that your God is listening to you, your Father, who wants you to have everything. He made everything beautiful for us. He made us to be abundant. The only thing that can stop your blessings is you. There is absolutely nobody in this world that can stop what God has for you. What God has for you is for you. And God is not a respecter of person that your next door neighbor would have a better home, would have a better atmosphere than would you. You have to know this. When you pray, you have to know the answer to the prayer is within the prayer itself. And the fifth step is release. You just release it all into the universe. Release your words into the divine law. Physicists call it something like the unified field of first cause. But the first cause of everything is God. Before anything was God. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Knowing that all the good you've asked for will be. You have now planted the seeds, and they have to manifest according to universal law of cause and effect, because as you sow, so shall you reap. The divine law reflects back what you release into it. So your benediction declares it to be so. Like, amen, and so it is, and so be it, and this is the truth. The things like that that you say at the end of a prayer. Affirmative prayer is a direct, focused, and organized process using five steps to manifest your desired outcome. Affirmative prayer is an essential component of a created mindset and the first step to set the creative process in motion. And when I say creative, do you know you can ask God anything? Do you know you can talk to God about anything? I just said, my Father. You're talking to someone who wants a relationship. You're talking to a force so great that his thoughts created everything. And his desire to be with his creations caused him to breathe his life into you. Adam was a lump of clay before God breathed his breath into him. And look at all the wonderful things that he created before he created Adam. Our prayer to our Father is our conversation. Now you're asking him, in essence, all of the good that he did, all of the things that he prepared for us were in his mind. And you're asking him to bring all of that here right now on this plane in front of you for you to enjoy, but to make sure that you are humble and to make sure that you're not greedy and to make sure that you don't fall into the trap of thinking that you're better than anyone else so that you don't be judged, judge ye not. Don't think like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, that they were so much better than the poor sinner that was praying next to him. There is nothing better or nothing less than. We are all equal, equally loved in the eyes of God. And when you do an affirmative prayer like the Lord's Prayer and ask for exactly what you need, that shows God that you understand. I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you, sit down and write And you write this in your own words, because not everybody needs the same things at the same time. But whatever it is that you need, know that you can ask God for it. You ask Him using these steps. First, recognize that God is God. You might, just whatever you call God, you might want to make up your own statements of fact. But they have to be a fact of how great God is and how you know He is there and how you know He is a part of you. And then place yourself square in the middle of that. And just know that God flows around and supports you. Then say what it is that you desire. And for all that you think about praise. Praise and worship is one of the, oh, I just love praise and worship. You can just sit and you can think about how great God is. And for me, I can scarcely keep myself still. When I think about all the things that I already have, all the things that I've already been through, whatever it is that I'm about to go through, but that God is with me and I will not be utterly cast down. There is nothing more supportive in the world than knowing that you know that you know that God has you in the palm of His hand. And knowing that you know that you know that that is exactly what He wants. When you do God's will, when you show your love, when you know that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, nothing. I know sin separates us from God. But when you have a God that is so, so willing to forgive, you repent and you mean it with your whole heart. And God forgives. It doesn't matter. God forgives. Did you know that God called David, King David, murderer David, adulterer David, a man after His own heart? Why? Because when David did come to his senses after whatever he did, he repented wholeheartedly to God. And God, being Father, was most ready to accept his child back. A father, a lover, a brother, a friend, you cannot find anything that God is not, that is worthwhile, and that is all love, and God is love all the time. You were made and created in love, by love, because love needs relationship. Think about that. The next time you get ready to pray, the very next time you get ready to sit down for your evening prayer, I sit down at night and reflect. Did I do what I decided I wanted to do all day long? Did I let God flow through me in order to do this, or did I use my own will? Did I hurt anyone? Did I insult anyone? Did I show the grace and the mercy of God through my being? Because that's important. We can possibly be the only God that somebody knows. Not everybody wants to read the Bible. Not everybody goes to church, and not everybody lives in circumstances that are compatible with love. It's very important for me to know that I did the best I could, because first thing in the morning, I ask God to guide me all day long and not to leave me to my own devices. That's what I mean when I say God saves you from yourself, because the self has these little ego trips every now and then. I say every 30 seconds you have an ego trip, whether you know it or not. God saves you from yourself. I ask Him to keep me humble. I ask Him to use me as His vessel and to show kindness and beauty to others. Part of my job is to work with women who have problems with hair loss, maybe because of medication, maybe because of illnesses, but it doesn't matter. These women come and they sit in my chair, and sometimes they are at the lowest that they have ever been in their entire lives. And it's my job to let them know that they are beautiful, It is my job. And I always tell them, don't worry about your hair. You can have hair or you can be here. And God will help me create what you want to see when you look into the mirror. And I have found that some of them cry at the end of our sessions because they enjoy what they see. And the love of God on those women's faces when they light up. Because the whole time I'm doing this, I'm telling them, I'm giving them knowledge about who they are in God, and they must still be here for a reason. There is something that they have not finished. There are people that they need to touch. And we go through the affirmative prayer steps without them even knowing that that's what we're doing. God has put us all here for a purpose. And his purpose is to recreate his kingdom right here. And we need all the help we can get in doing that. Our God loves us, and he loves us so much that he made us in his image. And to that effect, we have to realize when we say things that we are representations of God. We are divine emanations, and it's not a thing that you can do that will cause God to be displeased if you just repent and say you're sorry. He understands mistakes. And he understands truth. And God knows the heart. We can speak in error. But as soon as we do, if we come to our senses like David did, and apologize, and then praise, you can't think about the stuff that you're going through and the stuff that you have come through without saying thank God. We shouldn't be able to, because everything in our lives should be a thank God. I give thanks for the knowledge. I give thanks for the time that I spend in this word. I give thanks for the time that I just sit in silence and let God pour into me what I need to do. And I don't always understand it. I won't tell you that I always understand it. Sometimes I've been a little like Jonah and decided I was going to swim my own way. I didn't get swallowed by a fish. But a lot of the problems that I caused were a lot bigger than a whale. And I had to come back. And to come back to center and to understand what I know about God, that God is, and I am grateful. And I just put it all on God. I don't know a lot of times what to do, but something inside of me does. That spark of God, that knowledge of God, and the more I think about it, the deeper I go, and the more I want to learn, and the more I want to learn, the more I want to praise, and the more I praise, the happier I get, and the things that I desire manifest. And not only that, things I don't even know I need manifest. And they come from the strangest resources. We know that there is only one source. But on this plane, there are resources. There are people that can help you. Just follow the laws of God and follow your heart, because your heart should be one with God. That's what God wants. A broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. There are many things in this world that could be healed if we just humble ourselves, give our problems to God, and praise our way through it. I thank you for listening to me this day. And I thank you for being in this place at this time, because it's blessed and we are blessed to be in it. I give thanks to Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Ministries, and Josie's Inspiration Ministries for allowing me the opportunity to talk to you. And as always, I ask you to relax, release, and relate to the God of your understanding. Be blessed. Believe it, but
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.